בוקר טוב, יום רביעי שבת קודש, פרשת בהר בחוקותיי. We are beginning פרק יוד א', chapter 11, well, yeah, chapter 11 of Kohelet. Yeah, so he says like this. Another very famous pasuk. שלח לחמך על פני המים, כי ברוב הימים תמצאנו. Cast your bread upon the waters, for through the long days you shall find it. Meaning, when a person does a chesed, don't think that, you know, you're going to do it. Don't think, no. Whatever a person does, you're laying the groundwork for yourself. Mashal ema davar dome, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, why does a person have to be so careful with tzedakah? Ki biglal hadavar hazeh. What's biglal hadavar hazeh? Says the Gemara, galgal hu shechozeh ba'olam. When a person gives tzedakah, you're not helping the ani, you're helping yourself. Why? Poverty is a recurring cycle in this world. And it happens to everyone, says the Gemara. Either a person himself, Khalilah, his son or his grandson. Says the Torah, give tzedakah. You know why? Because one day, either you or your descendants will need it too. So prepare. That's what we're saying over here. A person's chasadim, don't just think that the recipient is the beneficiary. That's not true. The benefactor is the biggest beneficiary. Rashi HaKadosh brings a midrash. He says, what's the raya? Yitro. What happened? They got saved by an Egyptian man, or so they thought. Says, "Kirin lo v'yochal lachem, come feed him." Say, an Egyptian man, feed him. Yitro, in the back of his mind, what did he think? Feed an Egyptian guy, do him a favor, never see him again, shalom. And what happened? Moshian, shel Yisrael. And Yitro became gadol meod, because you think in the back of his mind, he ever thought of that? Comes from Rambam and says, it always comes back. A person's actions always come back. The good ones, and not the good ones also. Shamata. So he says like this. How you say Shamata in Persian? No, that's understand. Did you hear?
Oh,
Tavini
is also
like, okay. So he says like this. Bit. Ten chelek l'shiv'a v'gam l'shmona. Give a portion of the seven or of the eight. Which means over here, he's just saying, anything you have, start saving. כי לא תדע מה יהיה רעה על הארץ. Over here it's talking about tzedakah. You never know what's going to happen. So just like a person has savings for a rainy day, tzedakah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, are also savings for a rainy day. You never know when you're going to need it, and when there's going to be a gzirah in the world, and the tzedakah is going to come to save your life. So give a portion. Rashi HaKadosh also says that midrash, he brings a midrash, he says, why does it say chelek of the seven or chelek of the eighth? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to give me a chelek of the 7 days of the week. Shiv'at yame bereshit, I want you to give me one. Maze? Shabbat Kodesh. What's 8 days? What do you have? That's 8 days of milah. I want you to give me milah from the child's 8 days. Everything that we have, you always give a portion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what everything in Judaism, everything in Torah and Mitzvot, everything that, from all the goodness that we have, we always give a portion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lest a person think, oh, you see, how great am I? I'm giving something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Hashem, Mi k'dimani v'ashalim. Says, who came before me? Who preceded HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he says that I'm doing good to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why? A person thinks, oh, you see, I woke up this morning, I put on tefillin. You get credit for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who gave you an on? Person puts a mezuzah on his door. Says, "Chashuv meod, I paid money for the mezuzah." Hashem says, "Yeah, zeh. Who gave you a house? You know how many homeless people there?" Hashem Yerachem. Person says, "Look what I did to my son. I put him through a milah just for you." Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shkoyach, aval, who gave you a son? Come on, Hashem. How many people don't have children?" Hashem Yerachem. Anything that we give to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem laughs. Hashem says, "Shkoyach, aval beseder."
You
know, like,
nowhere comes from.
Hebanta? Ze davar chashuv. Tov, baita. Im mimaleu he'avim geshem al ha'aretz yariku. If the clouds become saturated with rain, they will empty it on the land. Im yipol ha'etz b'darom v'im b'tzafon. If a tree falls in the south or in the north, mekom sheyipol ha'etz sham yiru. Wherever the tree falls, that's where it shall be. Yeah. Says Rashi HaKadosh, beautiful. Says the here. Rashiach Kadosh says, "Im ra'ita avim le'im geshem, yada'ata shesofam yariku gishmem al ha'aretz. Bimkom she'atova tzomachat v'nikeret sham safa lanuach." If you see clouds, rain clouds, what do you know? Where's it going to rain on? It's not going to rain on mountains. It's going to rain on the earth. Why? Because that's where the gratitude of people for the rain is where? On the land. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it rain. Why? Because that's the land is what needs the rain for the stuff to grow. It says, "Af kan da'ash im yipol aetz, im yishkon adam chacham v'tzadik v'ayru memdina, mekom sheishkon sham nirim ma'asav acharei moto v'chokhmotav v'midotav t'rumiyotav. V'tashlum tova liyoshvei ha'makom al minhag ha'tov sheidricham v'derech yisharam." What's a tree? A tree is ki ha'adam etz ha'sadeh. It's a reference to tzadik, chassid, talmid chacham. When do people realize his greatness? Wherever he falls, when the talmid chacham passes away, who knows the benefit of this talmid chacham most? The place where he was. That's where he gives off all of his light. Tov. Now as follows. There is the next pasuk. Shomer ruach lo yizra. Sometimes a farmer who waits for the yafeh. Sometimes Ezra. Just don't fall in love. Now he says like this. Bekitzur, he says like this. My safta used to, she still tells me. I mean, she's older, but she used to say when I was dating, she used to tell me two things. I told you this. It was a chashuv meod. She's a Holocaust survivor, very wise woman.
Huh?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you eat. It matters who you eat it with. Yeah, and this is coming from a woman and potato peels for like 7 years. You know what I'm saying? A. And B, if you're falling in love, you might as well be with a rich one. Shamata? I look.
Works for some, but it's okay.
Whatever. It is what it is. Now. Says Shomer Ruach Lo Yizra. A person who waits for the wind, the farmer waits for the wind to come. Wind is good for stuff to grow. Sometimes the wind doesn't come and stuff doesn't grow. Ve'ro'eh ve'avim lo yiktzor. And sometimes you wait for the clouds and wait for the rain, but you know, he's afraid to harvest because of the rain, and because he's always waiting, maybe it's going to rain, and he doesn't, meaning you could be waiting for something your whole life, and as a result of being nervous, makara, you never take care of it. Tov. Now, it's all po. Continue to more visitation. Kortu. Tzachar Rabbah.